Good morning, everybody. My name's Heather Wheeler. I'm the leader of South Derbyshire District Council. And we took control in May 07. And there's been a lot of changes going on since then. One of the things that you see is that we've got very interactive websites. We're in the top 20 websites in the whole of the country for councils. We've got one lady that runs it, Sheila. She's absolutely brilliant. And if you don't actually bump into her talking about social media, you'll bump into her with the New All Band. She's a fantastic cornet player. So we like to play the right tune all the time. We've also gone onto Twitter, and that links in with my own website as well, heatherwheeler.org.uk, and also I'm on Twitter as well.
It's supposed to be going through like this.
It's meant to be running through, okay. Yeah. And the thing that we've found is that there are a lot of new people coming to South Derbyshire. South Derbyshire has grown from 68,000 people to 78,000 to 92,000. And the idea is, other people's ideas, not mine, that we'll grow to 120,000 people by 2026. Personally, I think that's too many, but that's beside the point. We are the fastest growing district in the whole of the country. And that's happened in effect over the last 5 years. Slightly gallingly, as well as the changes that we've had, we haven't had the infrastructure put in at the right time. And so we're suffering from the same problems that you're all suffering from, that we don't have fibre. We are based on copper wire connectivity from unit to unit around the place. One of the places where, I mean, obviously we're in the southern part of the district here with our friends Overseal, Netherseal, Lullington being talked about already. But one of the areas where this has become crucial is in a village called Hilton, which has grown from 1,200 people to 9,000 people. That has happened in 7 years. They are exactly 5 kilometres from the exchange, so they basically fall off a cliff. So we've got people there who have come there because it's a super place to live, lovely housing, and they can't run their businesses, so they've actually been leaving, and that is no good. We don't want people coming to South Derbyshire and then finding that they can't do business, and so they've got to move elsewhere. This week we had a meeting, so we have taken up the calls. We realised that we need to get better broadband provision for South Derbyshire, and so we had a scrutiny committee about it. As the Conservative parliamentary candidate, I've been running a campaign about it. This week we had a meeting with BT Openreach. The guys came along, they showed us their maps where their junction boxes were, they named them all up, and we said, well, actually, that one isn't there. It doesn't exist. So we're now going to take them on a walkabout. We're going to number the boxes with them. We're going to find out what we can do about getting fibre optics put in rather than copper. The best that we're going to get out of them in the short run is the line from the Etwell Exchange to the first box at Hilton, having that fibre optics, and then from the connecting boxes around Hilton, because there are 5 connecting boxes around Hilton, have those as copper within the unit. That will give it better functionality, it will get it better speed, it will get it better security of line. The most interesting thing that I've learnt this week, which I didn't know before, even with the fibre optic cable, there's actually a copper heart to it. And the reason why that's there is for the emergency services. Because if the electricity goes down, you still have the connectivity because of the copper line all the way through. So one of the ideas that we've been talking about is having satellite Wi-Fi and having the connectivity through that. But BT Openreach say that they need to have the security of line. So they will be going for the fibre optic deal, but it really does depend on investment. This idea of how much this is going to cost is just beyond our ken. It is hundreds of thousands of pounds. We're not talking about 25,000 per village.
Well, that's if you go through BT.
Yes. The next stage, because we like the guys from BT, they've been very upfront with us and very straightforward with us, but they have now offered up the fact that actually we don't need to do this through BT. They've offered up the fact there are probably five other companies that could do this for us. So there's a number of us councillors that are interested in doing this. Amy Plenderleith is leading for Hilton. I'm sort of looking after the whole show. And the important thing is that we're not going to let this drop. We've got a very good record in South Derbyshire with dealing with internet issues. Our 50 plus forum have won an award with TalkTalk. They were presented that award in the House of Lords. That's £12,000 worth of internet kit that our 50 plus forum have got in South Derbyshire. And it's absolutely wonderful. The particular campaign and project that they won that £12,000 worth of kit for was an intergenerational project where the 50 plus forum actually going into the schools and the kids are coming out of the schools and doing broadband and internet and emailing with older people, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful project. So this is us going around on a loop and telling us what we do in South Derbyshire, but we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going at it. We're going to find a way to make it better. One of the most important things for the future: if we do get these new thousands of extra houses, we will have in, as part of the planning permission, that when the developers build them, they put the fibre optics into the development from day one, and it ends the argument all over.
How many of those
would be? Out of the potential new development in Swad, we're looking at 20%. Out of the ones that are going up around Derby, we're going to have the fibre optics put in. We're going to have the local waste units there so that they're going to be a sustainable development on the cells. And you have to understand about the numbers of properties that you're looking at to make that viable. So we're looking at where you're looking at more than 200 properties in one go. And that's the future of South Derbyshire. So thank you very much for inviting me along.